Yes, Etsy family. Hope you guys are well. Guys, I got another fantastic strategy to help you get that amazing passive income. Make sure that you get those real sales quickly. And if you do love videos like this, then please hit the like, subscribe, smash that notification bell so you can get more of those tips in your feed. So guys, check this out. The early bird gets the worm always. Now listen, let me explain this. It's not a guesswork thing. We know on Etsy that there are times of the year that come up and we know that there's going to be a surge of people on the platform. That is a fact and that's never going to change, right? Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, Christmas, fall, autumn, Easter, loads of them, right? Go and get a calendar now and go and start marking out those times of the year because Etsy is geared for this, right? Etsy is geared for this. Now, the early bird gets the worm. What I mean by that is if you're able to get your listing out early, then the Etsy algorithm has that time to start pushing you because you can't leave it too late. Leaving it too late is difficult because it's already trying to build it and trying to push it out there. So it gets harder the later you leave it. So my advice is, really quick advice is, always try to get your listing for these times of the year early so that the listing can actually help build, get that quality score. Also for the algorithm to understand where to put it on those particular keywords that you've actually would like it to go up there for. So it's very important to look at a 3 or 4 month kind of window time. So, you know, if you start getting your designs ready and get them uplisted about 3 months, 3-4 months before the time comes up, it actually helps, gives it time to build as people come on the platform. Obviously, the closer it comes to the time of year, whenever that is that you're trying to list for, then obviously the more people come on. So it will start to grow. That volume, the surge, the people viewing will start growing over time, which is perfect. Now, the beautiful thing about this as well is that if your design is something that is still relevant for next year, it will still sell. And you can potentially have a listing that is let's say an Easter listing that could sell every Easter again and again and again, as long as it's relevant and you're not too specific for a time of year. So not a 2024 specific Easter design, right? Try to stay away from those. Try to stick to an evergreen Easter, if that makes sense. Evergreen Easter, mate, so that it can be a seller Easter upon Easter upon Easter and leave that passive income straight there. That's what you really want to do. That's what you're trying to think about. Now, early bird is not just about times of the year, guys. Not just about times of the year. It's also about trending design, okay? Now, we know I've done videos on trending design. Designs that people are searching for, that they like a particular design style, right? A design style trend, right? So for example, let's just go on here. I'm just going to type in breakthrough, right? Breakthrough was a pretty big design over in 2023. And I believe it's still going to be a grower in 2024, right? I want to type in breakthrough PNG. Let me just show you what this is if you didn't already know. So the breakthrough PNG or the breakthrough style are all of these. So let me just click on this one, for example. This was massive over. Let me just show you. I'll show you these. So the breakthrough style was these styles where you have these kind of, it could be anything breaking through, let's say, a design. So in this case, these are Christmas ornaments. PNGs. And actually, Christmas ornament PNGs were flying off the shelf. They were absolutely massive. Anybody that got on that early enough absolutely did fantastically well. So these Christmas ornaments are just PNGs. And in this case, they are dog breakthrough ornament. And, you know, it's a nice little niche to get into in terms of dog. And I did a video on the breakthrough trend design. So this was huge on the back end of 2024. And I believe this will continue to be quite big over back end of 2023, and it will be big in 2024. So it's about how you use the breakthrough. So in this case, you can see the breakthrough was massive for the Christmas ornaments, but also it is also quite big on other things like mugs, okay? And I did a video on a specific mug wrap, in a way similar to this, but in a different kind of breakthrough style, where it was a crazy cash, absolutely crazy cash. So my point is this, not only should you be an early bird for the times of the year when you're designing, but you should also be an early bird or try to be for specific trends that are coming. For example, like the breakthrough, right? This was coming up. Now, What you need to do is you need to find these trends and identify when these trends are coming. But how do you actually do this? That's your question, right? You're going to say to me, AJ, how do you actually find these design trends? How do I know when it's coming? I might be too late. Well, this is what I come in. Now, basic, what you do is you do your due diligence, do your search, you look around, you see what's happening, you see what people are doing. And this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm always on Etsy, because I want to try and catch those interesting designs before they get too saturated, right? So I could just type in something, say PNG, right? And what I do is, let me just show you a process. I might look at something. I mean, in this case, look at this. This is the breakthrough we just spoke about, but they have a breakthrough with a heart. Now, I presume this was quite good for Valentine's Day. So they used it as a sort of Valentine stroke and breakthrough style, right? Nice little combination. And what you want to do is you want to be able to see how these things are selling recently. So I want to leave this one for now, because I want to just leave that one, because that was, I'm sure that was pretty good during Valentine. Now, what I like to do is I like to just look and see what people are doing. Then what I'll do is I'll go to Everbee, because I need to do my science-based research. So as usual, check out Everbee. Free access is just right at the top of the description, so that you can follow a process that I'm doing. So I'll go to product analytics. Now, remember, all I've typed in is PNG. I've kept it very vague. I just want to look at digital download, right? So PNG is okay to do that. And I'm going to go to search in the whole database. Now, I have a process. There's a reason why I do this. It's because I want to try to identify good sales on recent listing and then look at their design. So I'm going to filter this to literally 1 month old listing, right? This is like recent listings, very, very young, early listings that are out there. Now, check this out. Now, check this out. So what you'll find is, there's something also that you'll find is probably the biggest sellers for recent listing will be a whole shop or entire store listing. And you'll see my video on that. I've done a video on it. So definitely, as something that you need to do with your listings is try to do a listing for your whole shop, where you sort of give away all your designs, obviously, on a listing. Do check out my video, because they do make money. Look at this one, 11K, 1 month old list. But what we're doing is we're looking at, we're not looking at bundles right now. We're looking at designs that may be selling quite well. Now, you can see that this St. Patrick's Day PNG is a 1 month old listing, and it's making almost 2K, 2,000 a month. But again, this is for a specific occasion and time, right? And I want to do something to do with a design trend. Now, what I might do is I might look at certain designs, right? And just try to see what's trying to figure out what it is that they're doing. So let me just click on this one. This one's making like $1,488, right? And it's a interesting design. Let me just look at this. So what is this? This is a digital download. Right. The other thing what you need to be careful of as you do, you know, your research is that obviously stay away from trademark or copyrighted listing. Right. What you'll find is that when you look through different listings, a lot of ones that actually do good money are ones that are trademarked or copyrighted. So, you know, stay away from those, because you don't want to do anything like that. So just keep going down and looking and seeing maybe something that is actually different. Actually, a different design that from what you've seen recently, okay? And then obviously try to jump on that above. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to look at these some of these occasions that are coming up and what people are doing. And the thing is, look, it's about finding sub niches within the occasion. So at the time of doing this video, if I go onto PNG, right, I know that, let's say, St. Patrick's Day, at the time of doing this video, is coming up quite soon. Now, what I should be seeing is that I should be finding that there are designs that are selling quite well and that have been done quite recently. So I'm going to go to Everbee and check these out. So do check out Everbee. The link is at the bottom, just to see the kind of things that are being done. Now, as I go down the listings, obviously there'll be a lot of whole shop listings that do really, really well. So definitely, if you're not doing a whole shop bundle or entire store, then definitely do that. Look, okay. So here's one, which is a 1 month old listing making $1,953, right? This is fantastic, by the way. Now look at this. This is all part of the process. Now, at the time of doing this video now, St. Patrick's Day is coming, will be here in a few days' time. Now, obviously, if you were to do St. Patrick's Day, then you should really have got your listing up day ready about 3-4 months ago, okay? So that traction can happen on the Etsy platform. The algorithm can start pushing it. Because like I said, when that surge happens of people searching for stuff, it's so, so important to get stuff ready. Now, what I like about this listing in particular, I was making $1,953 per month. It's a 1 month old listing, right? Estimated sales, 129. Now, that amount is maybe not going to be as much as past St. Patrick's Day. However, that quality score, which it has, that is built up, will be there. And that means that it can repeat itself in the next year as well. So it's fantastic. So when people say that when you do sort of holiday listings, you know, you just do it at one time. No, you don't do it necessarily one time. As long as it's not too specific for the year, then it will can come back again and sell again. Now, this is a bundle, a mega bundle of all things related to St. Patrick's Day, right? It's an all-in-one super mega bundle, which you can see. Doodle, alphabet, seamless patterns. It's got loads of things, which is, and as you know, bundles sell very well, okay? So got all of these different things going on. They've tried to kind of hit on many different angles so that when people look, and remember what I say, the reason why bundles do very well is because even if somebody likes one or two things in the whole bundle, they are likely to buy the bundle because it's cheap enough. If it's cheap enough, then people will buy it, even if they like, let's say, one or two designs. And this is what you have to understand about bundles and why they're so appealing, is that if you're able to cater and to appeal to many different people for a bundle, but yet only one person likes something particular, you will sell. And this is the sort of the secret with bundles, right? And that's why they can do really well. Now, upon further analysis of this, there are certain things that this seller has done quite well, which is not only have they combined the St. Patrick's Day sort of idea theme, where you got St. Patrick's Day, which is obviously where the Etsy algorithm pushed this for anybody looking for St. Patrick's Day, but it also has a very important keyword here, which is mega bundle. So you need to understand that when you do your listings, you're trying to combine as many good, unsaturated, strong keywords on your title, on your tags, in your product description, because this is where you're also going to get those sales. It's sometimes not enough just to have St. Patrick's Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day. You try to combine it with other things to actually give it that really, really strong boost, right? Supercharge it almost. So supercharge your listings by adding other keywords. And in this case, mega bundle is a fantastic keyword, and I'll prove it. The other thing that they've done is they've touched on teacher. Now, knowing that teacher, the word teacher is also something that is quite a good one to use. They've added that in their title. Now, when I look at a listing and I see that they're doing well, just like this one, and I'm thinking, wow, in 1 month, they've managed to make almost over, $2,197. And that's crazy, with a conversion of 11.76, which is fantastic. So they are obviously doing something right. They have St. Patrick's Day coming up. They have a mega bundle. They've added keywords, good ones like teacher. They've also got kids, St. Patrick's Day. Now, what I do is identify something that's doing fantastically well, like this bestseller, I'll then go to keyword research, right? And there'll be certain words within it that I might just type in. So I did notice that mega bundle was there, and I do know it's quite a good one. So mega bundle, remember, do this on keyword research for Everbee, and then just go to search. So on the side, on my extension, I've got product analytics keyword research. Now I'm going to product keyword research, mega bundle, type on search, right? Check this out. Now let's have a look. Now you can see already, this has a good keyword score of 8. That means that 1,948 actually type in the word search for mega bundle with a competition of 23,432 every month. And this is really good. Now let me just kind of add St. Patrick's Day, yeah, to the mix. Right, St. Patrick. Now remember, you can apply this to other times of the year. I'm talking about Halloween, Christmas. Actually, don't just kind of put in Halloween or fall or autumn or Christmas in your title. Supercharge it with other keywords. So not only are you trying to go early in terms of the timing for creating the listing, which is going to help the Etsy algorithm favor you, but you're also going to supercharge it with what you do for your listing. So St. Patrick's Day, let me see. So we've already got 80 as our keyword score. I'm going to add St. Patrick's Day mega bundle, right? So I'm getting a little bit more specific, okay? Let's see what we get. Right. Now, can you see what's just happened here? The keyword score has doubled. The keyword score has actually doubled. It is a fantastic keyword score. Now, obviously, it's niched down, and obviously, the search volume is less. But what you need to understand is that although the search volume is lower, the keyword score has gone higher. Now, the competition is less, which means that although the search volume is less, you'll actually probably have a better chance of selling, because your listing will probably end up on the top on the top page. And that's the skill with this. Now, don't worry, because you'll actually be seen on other keywords. So as long as you get a few good combination of keywords on your title, unsaturated one or less saturated one, then you'll be up there in various keywords that people are searching for. So you might be on a low volume one, but a really good keyword score on a high page. You might be on a less on another page for a different keyword score. So what you're doing is you're getting sales from various places, but you need to supercharge it by adding those fantastic keywords to your title and having that really cool combination. So I can already see from that example that St. Patrick's Day Mega Bundle was a really good one. Now, I'm sure even if I added teacher to Mega Bundle and other things that I saw on the listing also, it would also be pretty good. And this is how you get your sales, guys. You need to make sure that you're hitting your listing early, supercharging it with other fantastic keywords, obviously making sure that your listing reflects what you're saying in your title. And then what you're doing is you also want to make sure that your listing itself, in a sense, is an evergreen-esque listing. And what I mean by evergreen holiday listing, which is a bit mad to say, but an evergreen holiday listing is a listing that can sell year on year, every holiday. So every Christmas, it appears and it sells. And there are many listings like that, guys. There are many listings like that. And let me prove it to you. I'm going to stick to the St. Patrick's theme, right? St. Patrick's theme. St. Patrick's Day PNG. Look at this. And this is the beautiful thing about when you do a good listing that people just like all the time. I'm going to go to product analytics using Everbee and check this out. It's crazy. I love science. Science-based work, man. That's how you find those nuggets, those gems. Now, I've done St. Patrick's Day. And I'm going to go to, let me get rid of my filter, man. And now I've got filter on. Right, guys, so check this out. This is a 25-month-old listing, and it's making $435. But this is making money year on year. So this has been done a long time ago, like over 2 years ago. But yes, making $435, making $45 right now per month, right? It's pretty good. Let me just check it out. And it's simple, guys. It's just an SVG bundle. And what you need to understand is you need to really do, and this bundle, look at it. How many has it got, right? It's a cool little bundle in demand. It's a bestseller. And so what it's done is it's built up its quality score over time. I mean, look, let's have a look how many reviews it's got. It's got 267 reviews for this listing only. Okay. So, you know, you have to look at things like this, ones that have been in the game for a while, selling year on year, because they give you clues as well. And it's a 20-pack bundle. It's not a huge bundle. It's a 20-pack bundle on things that if you look at those listings, the SVGs, you can see that, you know, they are not year specific, yet these are things that you could see that would sell all the time, year on year, right? They are evergreen holiday listing. That's what I call them. Evergreen holiday list, right? And this is what you should be building within your store. You should be building listings that can sell in holiday time or occasions year on year. And that is how you actually get sales. Because look, with a store, you get sales from different places, right? You get them from trends that come and go. You get them from holiday time listings. You get them from occasions. You get them from evergreen, like all year round listings that will sell all the time. And the good stores understand this. The good sellers know this. They're able to hit on different times of the year. But there's also these things where you do your combination. So for example, with St. Patrick's Day, you might get specific with St. Patrick's Day, and you might combine it with a profession for teachers. So it might be St. Patrick's Day with the teacher angle. Look at this, luckiest teaching assistant. Thank you for coming to the birthday party. That's birthday party related. A lucky teacher, right? These are teacher related St. Patrick's Day. So this is where they're combining, if you like, another knit with a holiday. And this is where the gold actually does happen as well, right? Or I might do St. Patrick's Day with nurse. So you're combining that sort of that occasion with nurses. And look, it's here as well. Look, one lucky nurse mug, lucky nurse t-shirts, nurse SVG, St. Patrick's Day stroke nurse SVGs. Look at these, right? Nurses call the shots. You have to try to do combinations as well, because this is where also you will see that these are unsaturated markets and you're able to tap into different keywords out there. Okay. So like I said, another tip that I really want to give you is when you're gearing up for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, Christmas, whatever time it is for those really big surges that happen, where people come on the platform to get a gift. Think about the other angle where you're combining it with another niche. So St. Patrick's Day combined with teacher, combined with nurse, combined with mama, right? Mom, combined with dad. Think about things and actually search it up first. So like I've just done, St. Patrick's Day nurse, I've searched it up, right? And then I'm looking, I'm scanning. Got a good low result, so 6,780. And then I'm seeing what things are being done, okay? And you can even see, identify, again, like I said, using Everbee, which specific types of these combined niches are selling well. Because, I don't know, it could be SVGs, it could be t-shirt logo designs, but I'll be able to get some kind of tip, right? And an idea. So I'll just give you a pure idea of something. Like, here's a t-shirt for nurses with that St. Patrick's Day theme. But what they've done here is they've combined it with a few things. So you've got the nurse design here. You've also got the sort of nice, interesting leopard print. Let me just zoom in, right? Look at this. Very nice. Got this nurse design. You can see that St. Patrick's Day sort of design style around it. You've also got the leopard print, and you've got a bit of cowhide as well. You got like this tartan style with the paraphernalia, with a needle, and you've got the nurse's hat. Nice stethoscope, nice little combination of various things going on. Nice combo. And this one's making about $1,000 per month. You know, they've managed to figure out that nice combo. It's a bestseller, boom. Got 20 plus in a basket, boom, right? And that's a great combination, right? And this is $1,000, guys, making $1,000. It's actually a 13-month-old listing. And this is what I want you to understand is, how are you going to combine different niches? This is where the gold happens. So don't just kind of think, okay, St. Patrick's Day, you know, and we do like the four leaf clovers, or write down lucky and that kind of thing. You have to think about what you're going to do in terms of an added combination. St. Patrick's Day plus what? Nurse plus teacher. St. Patrick's Day plus leopard print. St. Patrick's Day plus gnome. St. Patrick's Day plus Highland cows. Combine it with other elements, because that's where it actually can elevate you. And then add another element to it. St. Patrick's Day nurse plus bundle. And we looked at mega bundle because bundles are search. St. Patrick's Day Highland cow plus bundle. These are the things that you need to think about with your keywords to actually help your listing get seen, get selling in different areas. And that's how you do it, guys. I hope you liked the video. If you did like the video, please hit like, subscribe, smash that notification bell. See you on the next.